Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Brian Kendrick was pulled from his AEW debut after controversial comments emerge.
Shane O'Mac left WWE because he wasn't allowed to do what he wanted in the Royal Rumble.
MJF just handed CM Punk his first AEW loss in Chicago.
And a return on last night's AEW Dynamite. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
We're starting the video with Brian Kendrick for the second day in a row, and it's for completely different reasons. What a whirlwind the past 24 hours have been involving this guy. So obviously he gets this WWE release that he's been looking for. AEW announced he's going to be on Dynamite an hour later after the news breaks, and then he's pulled from Dynamite about an hour before the show goes on the air. Whoa, boy, because some stuff has come up that this guy has said in the past.
Let me just tell you, by the way, when I was watching Dynamite this morning, I tuned in, Wheeler Yuta wrestles Moxley instead of Brian Kendrick, and I thought, oh, well, maybe it's medical protocol.
Injured.
Maybe it's like travel issues, because I knew there was problems in Chicago. Completely none the wiser. I'd been out last night. I did not check Twitter this morning. Came in, and you were like, hey, this is what happened. I was like, wow. So yeah, get ready for this.
Yeah, so I'm going to break this whole thing down from top to bottom, basically. But it was on Wednesday. Interview clips, written interview screenshots, bunch of stuff that Brian Kendrick has said in the past started emerging on social media. And it pretty much went viral. It was all over Twitter. It was all over Reddit and all these other places. And often online life isn't reflective of real life, but in this case it clearly is. It became huge. The guy's a mental conspiracy theorist, basically, or at least he has spoken these views in the past, shall we say. I'm not going to repeat exact stuff that he said because I don't want to dredge through that, but some of the topics here, he's got like Holocaust severity denial, talking about Sandy Hook, 9/11, all kinds of conspiracy theories, the Kennedy assassination, some kind of Jewish ruling society, the moon being a hollowed out space station for aliens. Obviously that's a bit wackier than some of these actually dangerous ones.
Yeah.
But he's got like, you know, talking about David Icke and reptilian overlords and stuff. The backlash was really, really swift. About an hour and a half before AEW Dynamite hit air, of course, he was supposed to wrestle Jon Moxley. Tony Khan tweeted the following. We've been made aware of abhorrent and offensive comments made in the past by Brian Kendrick. There's no room in AEW for the views expressed by Brian. We think it's for the best for all that Brian be pulled from tonight's card as we gather more info and we'll announce a replacement ASAP. That replacement was Wheeler Yuta, who wrestled Jon Moxley on the show. Brian Kendrick has tweeted some apologies here. A couple of brief tweets last night. I apologize for all the hurt and embarrassment I have caused with my words. Those are not my beliefs and never were beliefs of mine, and I crossed the line. Here's another one. I spread the most vile comments without thinking of the damage it would cause. I will live with this regret for the rest of my life. I am truly sorry for the pain I have caused. So I think what's happened here, you know, when comments from a few years ago get brought up in the modern era and we revisit them, there's often a degree of cynicism that personally I don't like. I don't like people sitting there going, well, why is this only being brought up now or whatever? Because it's like, well, I mean, these things happened.
Yeah.
And they've got to be mentioned and they've got to be discussed because they cover the full breadth of a human being's, you know, track record. With regards to Kendrick, guy does have a history of going on shoot interviews. There's one famous one in particular with Paul London, where I'm pretty sure they're stoned and they're talking about aliens and stuff, And it's kind of like the thing that when it happened, everyone was just like, oh, they're just talking about aliens. Look at these
wacky
guys.
Dudes, yeah.
Wacky dudes, whatever. What I think has kind of brought these things back up, potentially, is that somebody has gone back and looked on those and gone, oh, that's strange. I'm going to tug this thread and we're going to find some really terrible things that he said here. And yeah, the shoot interview is one thing. I was aware of that interview where he was talking about aliens, but I had no idea the depth that this stuff went into and some of the really dangerous content that he has put out into the world over the years. And I assume a lot of people were in the same boat. The way conspiracy theories have kind of changed over the years, right? They're a mainstream thing now. We have them all over the place. Misinformation is rampant. We've had it with certain societal and political and the COVID-19.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's stuff all over the place. There's a lot of legitimately dangerous stuff out there. So when you have a past and you have a reputation of, oh, he thinks dinosaurs are under the crust of the earth or whatever, people are going to look to see if you go different, as they should. So, yeah, here we are. Brian's apologized.
Yeah.
I genuinely hope that he takes full ownership of this and moves on and that he's able to address things. I do think he needs to go a bit more specific here with his apology and all of this. At the end of the day, it's not for me or you to decide whether he should be forgiven, because we're not amongst the people, the groups who could be negatively affected by some of the dangerous stuff he's put out there in the world. But I think Tony Khan acted appropriately.
Yes.
I hope that Brian is genuinely sorry and that these are not reflective of his beliefs. I think what he's trying to say is that I said them for like a reaction or whatever, which is bad, obviously. And I don't know how much of it I believe. But here we are. That's the full case presented to you. I think AEW acted in the right way, and I hope he genuinely is sorry, but I think there probably needs to be a bit more discussion on this.
Yeah, I completely agree. I'm not really going to say much more than what you've already said. I've got to echo everything you've talked about there, Andy. I completely justified AEW in taking him off the show.
Yeah, for sure.
And just, yeah, we'll keep you posted on where things go next, but yeah, don't say those sorts of things, guys, basically. In summary, should we talk about something that you can have some fun with?
Let's get into it. That was
Shane McMahon. Shane McMahon was released by WWE yesterday. If you're an idiot like some of the people in my Twitter mentioned saying, well, why are you mocking his release instead of some of the others? Yeah, because I think he'll be all right, you know,
yeah,
Shane.
Yeah, I think the billionaire son will be okay, like, yeah.
But more developments have come out. Dave Meltzer from Wrestling Observer updating everyone on it. Mike Johnson from PW Insider sort of corroborating the story we first got from Ringside News yesterday.
They've
so shout
right
out to
the
them.
Money.
Yeah.
With the Shane stuff, right on the money.
And according to Mike Johnson, who sort of dug a little bit deeper, he was internally removed from the Raw roster due to a change in direction. Now, apparently there'd been speculation as to whether he was going to do something with Austin Theory, obviously. He's been doing stuff with Vince at WrestleMania 38. We've talked previously as well about that potential world title match, I think, with Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. But also, Shane apparently was frustrated within WWE because Vince McMahon shot down some of his ideas. And as I said in the intro, he wasn't being allowed to do what he wanted in the men's Rumble match. I am astonished by this. Like I said when we talked about it, what went down in the Rumble? Him outstriking MMA fighter Matt Riddle, him eliminating Kevin Owens, him being one of the final three, and only Brock Lesnar being the guy good enough to eliminate him.
He no sold a super kick.
No
as well.
Selling a super kick. That was what was the watered down version of what he wanted to do. We probably will never find out, but my God, I would love to hear what he first pitched. Probably winning the Rumble, but like when he got sort of that got shot down, he's like, all right. Well, I'll be the last one that Brock's eliminates. I don't know, I'm just speculating, but this is bonkers, Andy.
It's mental, this. It's crazy. It's like, the thing with Shane McMahon is that the worst thing that pro wrestling does is a lie to you about reality in a way that isn't believable. You stretch reality in pro wrestling, you invest, you suspend your disbelief and invest in the fiction that is unraveling. But when that fiction is so detached from reality that it becomes unbelievable, the system is messed up, it's failed. It's contradictory to what you know about a person. So for years, when Shane McMahon, and look, I'm as big a fan of those stunt shows as anyone. I think they're a lot of fun. They are what they are, the big bumps, whatever. But when you're a 52-year-old billionaire son and you're coming on TV and going, I'm hard as hell. I train MMA, bro. Like, I'm like you, but I've got the surname of a billionaire, but I'm a cool guy. I'm tough. I'm hard.
Look at my trainers.
When you come on air and do that, it's objectively false and it's impossible to invest in. Now,
I'd be behind that if he got his head kicked in immediately.
Sure, yeah. Like, if he got his ass kicked.
Well, you know, I've come out in a gi or whatever and being like, oh, I've trained MMA. Yeah. I've worked with a guy. He worked with a guy who trained John Jones, one of the greatest MMA fighters of all time. He trained with him in the build, I think, to the Taker match. I think they used him in video packages. And I was like, you're really buying into the thing that you think you could be an MMA fighter. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he's like, oh, well, I guess I've been released by WWE. Hey, Dana White, any spots opening up on that UFC roster? I think I could take Francis Ngannou, you know?
He wants you to believe, with his character presentation, that he's the hardest man alive. And it's like, no, you're Shane McMahon, you silly sausage.
He's not even the hardest McMahon alive.
Yeah, he's the sweatiest McMahon alive, I'll give him that. But, like, at the end of the day, this story for me just kind of confirms all of that. It shows that in his eyes, he's the toughest guy in the room. He wanted to do more in the Royal Rumble. You just outstruck Matt Riddle.
You airstruck, didn't you?
Yeah, you potatoed him. Like,
Sidgwick once
said that Shane McMahon is the worst striker in pro wrestling history because his stuff looks fake as hell, but it actually somehow hurts people. It's like
Jericho was like, I remember in this match, he was like, calm the down.
Yeah, it's the opposite of what you want. You want it to look real but not hurt. Yes. His is the opposite.
Potatoing people left, right, and center.
This video, we're just shooting on this video today, aren't we? Gee whiz.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, I tell you what, this is down as my story on the run sheet here, but I'm going to let you handle it. MJF beat CM Punk in Chicago, first loss to AEW, go.
Well, I'll just correct you there. Yes, MJF beat CM Punk in Chicago, as we said he would, but he also, Andy Murray, beat him twice. He choked him out, that counts, screw you, Bryce Remsburg, and then he pinned him clean as a sheet, no interference. Not my fault if CM Punk wants to bother himself with that oaf Wardlow just because he wandered down to ringside and then he just clocked in with a really good punch right on the noggin.
Knockout
one,
power.
1, 2, 3. I've always said he's got it. He's got it in that right hand of his.
He's the new best in the world.
Exactly. And that's that. And they never need to fight again.
Fantastic match. Read my review on the website. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah, absolutely sensational main event on Dynamite. It sort of had everything. Even Bully Ray's gonna love the hoot that match has created.
Shout out to Toriano fan account.
We'll talk a little bit more about that when we get to the Twitter questions because a great question someone's asked us about that. The finish and then the thing dropping. He's like, wait a second, you choked him out of that. Let's restart the match. I loved all that. I thought Dynamite was all over the bloody shop, I got to be honest, last night.
There was some ups and downs.
Yep, we'll be talking about that on the Dynamite Review podcast. Miller's obviously going to do ups and downs. Andy writes ups and downs for the website. Go and check that out. I really like what they did. And we'll talk more about it when we get to the Twitter questions. But congratulations, Maxwell. More than deserved that victory. Let's conclude with a return that happened on last night's Dynamite. Paige VanZant is back in AEW. Appearing last night, in an interesting segment, to confront Brandi Rhodes. Brandi Rhodes came out there. Is she a babyface? Is she a heel? Who knows? What's Dan Lambert in relation to all this? What's Paige VanZant?
Dan Lambert called himself a sexist old racist or something like that. So.
And Brandi just got booed. I don't understand.
What's going on?
Regardless, Dan Lambert's out there back and forth with Brandi Rhodes when here comes Paige VanZant and they have this big pull-apart brawl. Great to see Paige, but I think I thought she was absolutely brilliant in that American Top Team in a Circle feud.
Yeah, I think she has a really good chance of being absolutely fantastic at pro wrestling. I'm no word on whether or not she's been signed or anything, but I hope she makes more pro wrestling appearances because she's got the intangibles down. Mm-hmm. She feels like she belongs in that environment. She obviously has, you know, she's a former MMA fighter, former bare knuckle, well, no, current bare knuckle fighting person. I think she has a good chance of being really good at pro wrestling. I'm looking forward to watching it.
Yeah, like you say, she's got those instincts, hasn't she? She's like, you know, you see Junior Dos Santos, no offense, please don't hurt me, and you see like, okay, well, he's got the legit striking ability, but you've got this like a conduit of pro wrestling and being the pro wrestling character. Paige VanZant knew exactly how to do that from day one. I'm really excited to see what they do with her.
She's into it as well. Yeah. She looks like she's having a lot of fun doing this stuff, so... Yeah, let's see how it plays out, man. But I'll have some words about that segment for sure in my review.
Just don't go down the Jericho, how you have a go at a route, because I didn't like that whatsoever. Yeah, but excited to see what she does next.
I mean, Dan did it to Brandi in the segment.
Yeah, exactly.
My second favourite.
Don't need any of that. Yeah, not a Nightmare Wrestling. Yeah. No, thank you.
I was about to say he's my second favourite, Dan, in AEW after Housen, but Daniel's.
Hey, we all know about Dan Housen's famous catchphrase. Then as my wife... I love it when he says that.
I like
when he wears that mankini at ringside. Oh, yes.
Big fan of Dan Housen's banana hammock.
And when he says, oh, wow, well, wee, wah, and then he hits his finisher. There's going to be comments. I'm joking, Dan Housen fans. Let's just have a laugh. I've done a 10-point list.
I mean, we've already slagged off Dan Lambert. There's going to be comments all over the place.
Right, let's move on to the Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, we want to get in touch with us. Eddie Zamharry starts us off with a question that a lot of people have asked us this morning, Andy. He says, hey, guys, with the finish of last night's main event between MJF and CM Punk, do you think there are some rematches they could do with stipulations like a no DQ match?
Eddie always gives us good questions.
Yeah, good stuff, Eddie.
Shout out to Eddie. Yeah, definitely. I think either Revolution or Double or Nothing, we're going to see maybe both. Who knows? But I definitely think we're going to get a stipulation match out of these two. I'm booking it. I'm probably going for a dog collar.
Yeah, I was going to say this. You and Sid have been talking about this a lot with their history and the references to Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Like, he did a Pepsi plunge last night. He hadn't done that in 17 years. It's cool, man. Stuff like this.
Yeah, the Piper references, ever since you two have implanted that, inception that into my brain, that's all I want to see. I think they're going to have a dog collar match at Revolution. Why, I don't know, because MJF's 2-0 up, but still, it'd be nice to give him a little consolation victory. But let us know what matches you'd like to see MJF and CM Punk have next. And where you'd like to see it go down. That, Matt, gives us our second question of the day. It says, I could make a case for anyone in the Elimination Chamber to end up winning it, but whenever I'm thinking too hard, the WWE usually goes with the obvious choice. Am I thinking too hard? I don't think he is.
No, I don't think you are.
Trying to remember all six now. Lashley, Lesnar, AJ Styles, Austin Theory,
Riddle, Seth.
Yeah, there's an argument to be made for almost all of those.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do Austin Theory just yet.
Especially now Shane's not in the picture.
AJ's in it, right? We just said. Yeah, I don't know if they're going to go for AJ. I feel like AJ versus Edge is maybe the WrestleMania. I'm not basing that on anything.
Please.
Really.
Please.
But yeah, I think that'll be like a thing. So that kind of narrows it down a little bit. Yeah, I mean, that group, it's a good group of people and it's not
predictable. Lesnar could do title for title. Lashley could go in and look stronger than ever and maybe have the fight with Big E that I'm hoping for at WrestleMania.
I would have Big Bob get the win, honestly. Just continue his run. He's been so good since he came back. Well, post Lana and the sisters.
You could do Seth and Kevin Owens or, you know, Seth and... I keep booking Big E. I'm dead. Please. Yeah. Please put Big E in the world title picture.
But you
picture.
Know the cool thing about this match is as well is that you could put the belt on Seth and do him and Kevin Owens or whatever, but you could just do that anyway as well. So like there's so many...
Same with Styles and Edge. You could chuck the WWE title on that.
The possibilities are right there. It's cool. I like it.
And of course, Riddle and Mandy, because Riddle was meant to potentially win the Royal Rumble, so that could be the way...
Shame I'm not going to be able to watch the Elimination Chamber, but there we go.
Yeah, there we go. Right, let's move on to today's final question. It's from Ange is the man. Yeah, that works, because otherwise it'd be Angel's the man. Ange is the man who writes, hey guys, seeing as Cody could possibly go down a showbiz route at some point, what movie role do you think he'd be well cast in?
What?
Good luck topping Ange's suggestion. Could see him in the Thunderbirds, one of the Tracys. You've peaked there, haven't you? That's spectacular.
That's a great question from the Celtic manager there. Oh man, what a tremendous question. Cody in a movie. Purely because of his hair. This isn't particularly insightful. Mm-hmm. I'm going for Roy from Blade Runner. He's got that kind of ice cold vibe about him as well, doesn't he? I think he'd do a good job.
Full disclosure, I've never seen Blade Runner.
Oh boy.
Not funny. Like, I'm not like, oh, I'll never watch it. It's just one of those, it's on that list of films along with The Godfather and bloody Goodfellas that I'm like, really should watch that, really should watch that, really should watch that. I'll just watch Drive again because I bloody love Ryan Gosling. Yeah. So I'm just going
to
cast Cody.
It's a similar vibe to Drive, actually. Like, not a completely different film. Okay. But similar kind of, like, detached vibes.
And I've realised, by the way, we've talked about all this mad stuff in wrestling and the comments all are going to be, how have you not seen Blade? I'm sorry.
It's worth a watch. I'll give you the Blu-ray.
I've watched some really bad films instead.
Yeah.
But I'm going to pitch him as the driver from Drive, Ryan Gosling's character, because I also think Cody would think he could pull off that scorpion jacket, and no one can other than Ryan Gosling's character in Drive.
He'd have his tattoo on the back, wouldn't he?
What if the scorpion had a little
The scorpion's got a tattoo.
Let's move on to today's and finally, and just Matt Cardona brings some much needed banter.
Yeah, this has been a tough one, hasn't it?
To a wild news day, pitching Deathmatch King Matt Cardona versus Shane McMahon in a deathmatch in GCW.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I pitched Nick Gage last night on Twitter, and a bunch of people thought I was sticking up for Shane McMahon, so that was interesting. I love the internet sometimes.
Why would you pick Nick Gage when there's a better deathmatch wrestler and his name's Matt Cardona?
I mean, who beat Nick Gage? So there you go.
Therefore, better man.
I love Matt.
Well, I'm not reading the comments there.
We should get Matt Cardona on the news one.
Yeah, Matt, open invitation, mate. Yeah. If you want to, maybe you could send us a Twitter question.
Ooh. Insulting us.
Yeah, no, don't insult us.
Bother Matt Cardona, everybody who's watching this, bother Matt Cardona to send us a Twitter question.
We've already lost him to the comments, mate.
We'll insult him.
Have you not seen fucking Blade Runner?
I want to fight. No, I don't want to fight Matt Cardona. He's very large.
He's a terrifying man and the greatest deathmatch wrestler.
Should we string this video out for like half an hour?
What are we on? A bit more.
What are we on, like 19 minutes?
Let us know your thoughts in the comments section. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Dudley Boys sitting down to review AEW Dynamite a little bit later on. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. That's to you, Matt Cardona. Watch there. You can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hey Man. Conspiracy theories are really whack. I almost fell off my chair.
Maybe that's the Illuminati. Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, thanks, Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.